Hello and welcome to the second episode of the Duke's Disc, a show in which we invite members of the Wellington College community and to talk to us about the perspectives on the college life and, of course, their taste in music. Previously, we spoke to the master, Mr. Dahl. And so following through the heads of college, we invite Wellington's 2021 to 2022 head boy and head girl. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Max, for having us on.
Thank you very much.
It's great to have you guys. So for the first question, Freddie, how have you found the first few weeks of your head of college role?
Oh, it's a great question. It's been great fun. It's been so much fun exploring different ways we can get to know the students, coming up with ideas, and we're in a privileged position that you can just go, right, let's do it, and then it happens. So that's nice. And also we have had sort of the summer term of last year to sort of really find our feet. So this has been, getting back into it, it's just been so exciting. I've spent the whole summer just like, oh my God, I'm so excited. I called Alice, like, Alice was like, I'm so excited. So, yeah.
Yeah. Alice, how about you?
Yeah, it's been so, so much fun. Also, me and Freddie, we are weirdly similar. So it's been great. The one-on-one time we've had together, do you know, I'm actually surprised we're still talking at this point. But no, it's been really good fun. It's been interesting as well, trying to like find the balance with everything, with work, like your like relationships, like everything, balancing it with the head of college life. But no, it's been so much fun. And every single person we worked with is just like, they're all so interesting. So yeah, it's just been great.
Yeah, no, balancing must be really hard for you guys to kind of balance social, school and sports at the same time. But what interested you to apply for your role of head in college?
I think it was something that I always looked up to hugely when I was in the younger years. I always saw them as role models to me. I was fortunate in knowing one or two of them. And then I think in the lower sixth, it sort of struck me that, oh my goodness, when you become a sixth former, more than ever, you can have an impact on the school and you can start shaping it. And this role allows you to do that more than, I think, anything else. It's also a great experience. And I don't think either of us expected to get it. I mean, at all. I mean it was a sort
of... Yeah, it was a bit of a wreck.
it was like, I'll go for head of house, maybe. Yeah. Gave a speech. And then got put forward, and I mean, yeah, bit of a whirlwind from there, but
yeah.
And Alice, how about you?
Sort of similar to Freddie. I remember coming in the third form, and Lucy Webb, there was head girl at the time, and she was in Cumbermere, and I used to just look up to her and think, wow, like, you are amazing. She was the lead of the school musical. She was like always so, so lovely when you spoke to her. And I just remember just like being so inspired and just thinking, gosh, if I could be anything like her one day, I feel like I've sort of made it. And then, as Freddie said, it hits sick form and you have these opportunities and you're like, okay, it's all getting a bit real now. And actually, I remember being really disappointed when I didn't get the head of the co-curricular committee. Yeah, Freddie got that.
Which I did.
No hard feelings.
Yeah, we did talk about that.
But I remember being really disappointed and thinking, oh, I guess my chances of any leadership position have gone now, which clearly isn't the case. And then, all the interview processes and everything, it made you sort of really think, okay, well, if I did have this position, what could I do for this school? And then, like, the actual interview itself with Mr. Dahl and Mrs. Henderson was so much fun. Mm. I don't know if,
I mean, it was Freddie, terrifying.
It was, oh my gosh, terrifying.
Was it just a sitting down
interview? Down interview. But it was so fun to talk about the school. And, like, I don't know, so when you get asked to prepare for stuff like that, it makes you realize, like, how invested you actually are. So yeah, I think it's just wanting change and it's like, wanting to help people is the big thing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like a service to the school.
Yeah.
You've sort of gone through the school, taken all the opportunities and then...
Now you're the one giving the opportunity.
Exactly, you get the opportunity to go, right, we want a Christmas quiz, let's do it.
But it's so true. And like, this school has actually given me so, so much. Like, I started this school a completely different human being. It has like... honestly shaped me so much. So as Freddie said, being able to give back like some of that is just it's a great opportunity.
I can definitely imagine.
But also a note on the fact that if you're not head of college or you haven't got a prefect role, you still have the opportunities to give back and to lead and to shape the school. And I think that really just comes through being a sixth form.
And always you can come to you two and just any ideas, And then you guys
love it. I mean, we get loads of complaints about things like food, and we get loads of complaints about and it's about like early mornings, but we love any interactions. And so
And finally, any ideas you want to pursue after school?
Ooh. So after school, I really want to take a gap year. So I'm just currently trying to plan that out and see where that takes me. But I think I'm hugely interested in taking politics at uni. I want to go up to Scotland and study there. So we'll see if that happens. But with the gap year, I'd love to go abroad. I'd love to do some service. I want to find myself. I'm kidding, but I really want some experience and to see what's out there. Because with the COVID, like, we haven't been able to travel. I don't think I've taken a plane for like 2.5 years.
Oh my god!
Yeah, so I've my holidays have been in Scotland, which I've loved, obviously, because I want to go to uni there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's my next plan. Other than that, oh, don't ask me about that. That's exciting. I'm going to view it as excitement, but definitely don't have anything planned.
Yeah. And Alice, how about you?
Well, I mean, to be honest, I have absolutely no idea. About 6 months ago, I decided I wanted to go to the US. Other than that, I'm sort of just going with it now. I'm very behind, but you know what? That's okay. I'm kind of just thinking, all I know is I kind of want to just do something different. I want to go I've been living in a very similar sort of country environment for my whole life, and I think the thought of running off to a different continent just kind of excites me. No idea what I'll do there, but that's all right as well. It's kind of why I went for the IB. I don't really have a specialty as such. I love every single subject I do, so the liberal arts course in America is pretty well suited to me, so we shall see.
Do you have any highlights of your role so far? I know you've only done a couple weeks.
Highlights. I have a big highlight.
Yeah, go
My
on.
Highlight was when I persuaded Freddie to do the senior play.
Yes.
That was a big highlight
for
me.
Oh,
I was
my
very
God.
Happy.
I'm so grateful to
Was this last year?
No, this is this year. So 2 weeks ago, I went, Alice, it's all too much. I can't do the play, and I love drama. I mean, you could probably hear I'm quite theatrical.
He's amazing at it.
No.
He is.
Well, we'll see. But so then Alice goes, go for the audition. And I do it, and I'm going to be playing Mr. Darcy in Pride and Prejudice.
The lead, everybody.
Which, by the way, Alice is going to be into.
Yeah, Mrs. Gardner. You probably won't even know who she is.
No,
I didn't
it's a great
until
part.
I got the script.
I don't know any of them.
Okay, well,
I'm not a big reader.
In that case, Mrs. Gardner is the lead.
So, thank you, Alice. I think my highlights would be the interactions with the third form. So I think I get some real gems out of that. So one example of that is I keep getting called sir by third formers. And the other day I saw a third former who was in a bit of a panic, and he was really stressed about something to do with his laptop. He was walking going, do you know where IT is? Do you know where IT is? And I went, yeah, I know. It's down there on the right. And he goes to me, oh, this has all been an effing disaster, right? He swears. And then his face falls and he goes, you're the head boy, aren't you? To which I go, yes. And he goes, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean that. And I go, don't worry, it's fine. But I think that those interactions are just brilliant.
Yeah.
Because we're still third formers, just in a slightly taller body.
Silly.
With more deadlines.
Literally. Also, another massive highlight was probably speaking in front of the whole school, that first assembly back. Because I remember we'd arrived on Sunday we arrived?
We arrived on Sunday.
Sunday. And we'd given a speech to the third form. And then on the Monday, we'd given a speech to the new lower sixth. And then suddenly it was like, okay, we've gone from 200 odd people to over 1,000 people. And oh my God, I was terrified, like properly terrified. But once I was up there, it was just, I don't know, it was something about watching the whole school there and seeing everyone together. It just felt so wholesome. And I just thought, wow, I feel so unbelievably lucky right now to like have the chance to, like, I don't know, be able to speak to all of you guys. Like, oh, I don't know. It was just amazing. And the buzz afterwards, like, it was so much fun. So much fun.
Yeah, I can imagine how stressful it must be to come up in front of God knows how many people go to this school and just...
I think Alice is absolutely right, though. See it as a privilege. Yeah, like, really, it was amazing. See it as a privilege. Like, and we hope that every time we do talk in front of the school, it's because we've got a real message that we believe in.
Exactly.
So, yeah, you don't see us getting up every single week to speak, but hopefully when we do, it's because we really believe in it. So.
Yeah.
And finally, do you have any plans for the future of this school?
We do indeed.
Oh, that's a great question.
I think so. We have to mention the Christmas quiz that we have planned coming up.
Well, Alice and I have got a whiteboard in our office. So there's a whiteboard which Alice brought in.
Which Freddie is pretty attached to.
It's my best friend, right?
It's not just a whiteboard.
So what we do when we have random ideas on like... Yeah, it might be like we're doing prep and it's just like, I've got an idea. We write them down on the whiteboard.
Freddie likes to present from time to time. He'll sit me down on the sofa and go, okay, Alice, look at this. Look at my new idea.
I like feeling important. That makes me sound like a psycho. So I put the ideas on there and then we'll let them sit for 2 or 3 days and then we'll come back to them. And it might be, okay, that was absolutely terrible. What were we thinking of? In which most of mine are.
But Freddie, don't beat yourself up like that.
But occasionally we'll have a few. So, I mean, what have we got planned for this year? We've got...
I mean, just this term, we're thinking of hosting a Christmas quiz after half term.
Look out for that. That'll be in
the DNA. Cannot wait.
Yeah.
Christmas quiz.
Yeah. Get your team together.
An upper sixth talent show, because there's one in the third form, and we thought, how cool would it be to, like, cycle round? And it's where... It's basically a house singing on a smaller version. So the house gets together and, like, learns a song. So we're going to we're going to put that one on and we're going to get all the houses to do the same song they did in third form. So they sing, we're doing like One Direction.
And Little Mix.
It's great. Cannot go wrong with Little Mix.
You can't.
All of our voices are broken since then. Yeah. So we'll see how
that's
going
to be interesting.
and then for the rest of the year, all sorts of... Be the Duke replacement
question mark.
Something around that. We're not going to give too much away, but...
It's a challenge. Yeah. We're gonna try and come up with something.
And the other thing is, people come to us with ideas, stuff they want to make happen. Either of just, you could do this and then leave us with it, or I want to lead this, help me. And we absolutely love that.
Yeah, it's great.
So if you've ever any ideas, like, student
come
voice
to us.
Is actually,
and we will be having
place.
We will be having lots of open doors where we just leave the office door open, and you guys, please, 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 if you are listening, come and chat to us.
Like, we're lonely.
It's, yeah, gosh, really.
Please. No, I'm kidding. It's good fun.
But it was,
like, we've had like big groups in there, and people come.
And there's sweets, you know.
Oh gosh,
yeah.
You didn't know that you
were
listening to an advert, did you? It's just
Haribo's sponsor me, please. And actually, we are planning on hosting our own podcast at some point.
Sorry about that.
We might have to watch out.
It's going to be called the Humans of Wellington Quiz, and we're going to be interviewing like different staff, different people from around Wellington, they're going to be hopefully quite short episodes.
Yeah. So. Also, a way for you guys also just to get to know the prefects, we'll have some of them in there as well. So,
sounds great. Yeah. So, if you have any suggestions, make your way down to Freddie and Alice's office.
Yeah. Just outside the dining hall.
It could be the next Be the Duke.
Oh,
never know.
Never know.
You will be at the legend.
Nothing
of the
is too crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I think that's it for me. I've loved hearing about all your future ideas, what you have planned for the after school. And your best friend, Whiteboard. It was great.
He has a name. It's called Barney.
It's great to meet you guys. I'm going to hand over to music with Ralph.
Thanks so much, Max.
That was great.
Now moving on to the music segment. I'm going to ask Alice and Freddie three of their favourite songs of all time. We're going to have a little chat about them. We're going to talk about what they mean to them, their backstories, all of that good stuff. So we'll start with Alice. Alice, you have sent me one of your songs called Feel This Moment by Pitbull, featuring Christina Aguilera. Tell me about that one. Why'd you pick that one?
So that song has kind of basically become my confidence booster. this year. Before any time I have anything, like if I'm speaking, which I get really nervous about, or if I have a meeting, or just if I want to, like, I need a bit of a boost in the morning and I want to just, you know, get myself in a better mood for the day, I will put on Feel This Moment and I will literally just shout it in my room. So apologies to Jess if she can hear that. But yeah, it's become a sort of Feel This Moment. I don't know, the lyrics really go with me because it's like, appreciate where I am right now. And I don't know, it's really resonated with me, like, this year, especially with the first few speeches that we had to make at the beginning. I, like, genuinely, Freddie, every single one before I would be in my room, like,
should have told me we could do it together.
I know.
Yeah, having a mini rave before.
No, literally, literally.
8:30.
Yeah, people see me on the stage, like, look, pooing my pants, and I've just been screaming, like. Yeah. But no, yeah, it's yeah, a confidence booster just to psych me out, make me feel good about what I'm about to do, and get rid of all my nerves. Just sort of, yeah.
Yeah, I listened to it before coming on here, and that is definitely a hype
up
song.
Yeah, it's a real hype up song.
Yeah, gets you kind of worked. Mm. Yeah. So we're going to listen to that now. This is Feel This Moment by Pitbull. That was such a banger. I feel bad for the audio listeners because that me and Alice had a little mini rave in here. It was great.
I can't listen to that song and not start dancing. I just physically can't.
Yeah, we were very close to having a little sing-along, but we had to resist ourselves. Yeah, but that is a really good song. Really good hype-up song as well.
Yeah.
So now, Freddie, your first song that you sent me Layla by Derek and the Dominoes. And just a warning, I have added this to every single one of my playlists already.
Yes. That is a compliment and a half.
So thank you very much for that. Tell me about that song. Why do you pick that out of
So I firstly want to say how difficult the task is you've given us of narrowing down to three songs. I love it because it's made me really think about the music that's closest to me. I think I've chosen Layla because I love film, right? And I knew I was going to include one song from a defining scene in a film. So it was a toss-up between Layla and Where Is My Mind, Pixies, which is in the end of Fight Club, great scene. But the reason I've chosen Layla is because it comes in Goodfellas, which is one of my favourite films. And it's one of my favourite films because it's one of my dad's favourite films. And he showed it to me, must have been a couple of years ago now. And it was at a point where I realised, okay, we've moved on from the kids' films. This is what a film could be like. And it's, if you haven't seen it, an unbelievable film about gangsters. Not only has it got a great guitar riff, which is iconic, and as you say, it's like instantly recognisable, even if you don't know the song.
Yeah.
But it's also got an unbelievable piano outro. And it's that which plays in Goodfellas.
Yeah. It's really iconic, especially if you've seen the film. I haven't even seen the film, and I've definitely recognized that song. I don't know from where, but it's a very good song and apparently a very good film, so I'll definitely watch that. So here is Layla by Derek and the Dominoes. Song and what a great outro. You were right, that is really spectacular. We were all in the studio listening to it, really vibing to that one as well.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it was an interesting contrast between the first two songs. But I think both equally as iconic.
Agreed.
So Alice, the song you sent me next was a song called What Am I by Jordan McCamber.
Yep.
Tell me about that one as well. Why'd you pick that one?
Well, so that song is kind of, I guess, completely the opposite of the first one I gave. This is my proper de-stress, relax. It's sort of, I found it in lockdown in January, and It was like my escapism. It reminds me of going on like a dog walk at home, just putting in my AirPods and listening to Jordan McCamper. And that was the first one of his songs that I found. So yeah, it's just got a really, like, when I listen to that song, I just feel like I'm at home, like walking the dogs. I'm a real, real big dog walker. I love walking and I live in the country. So like the walks I can go on, like I'm so fortunate to live somewhere where I can just walk. And like the landscape is so gorgeous. So yeah, if I've had a long day or like I'm going on a walk with a friend, I will just pop in like an AirPod in each ear and listen to that song.
Yeah, I was listening to it before we recorded this, and it's a really nice song.
Mm.
Like there are a few songs that are really great and like hype up songs, like your first song.
Yeah,
but that one's like a really nice, calming song.
It's like the epitome of peace. Yeah, me. Like honestly, yeah. It's the best.
And it's a good contrast between the two as well.
Yeah, this really shows the two different sides of my personality.
Either a bit of a lunatic, or having to de-stress.
She's overdone it, and now needs to like
the day after. After the party comes the
chair.
Okay, so now this is What Am I by Jordan McCamper. But the answer is still a world away. So what am I? What am I? What am I? What am I to do? What am I to do? I really like that song. I definitely have a few songs in my playlist like with a kind of similar vibe to that. Thank you so much for showing that song. Right. I have added that to a few, like at least two of my playlists already.
I love that.
Just in chill, like zen after that song.
Yeah, it's like really relaxing.
His playlist as well is just very good. So everyone should check that out.
Yeah, I definitely need to listen to more of him. So, Freddie. The next song is called Islands in the Stream by a legend, Dolly Parton, and another legend, Kenny Rogers.
Mm.
This is a country song. I actually had never listened to this, but I did quite enjoy it. So tell me about it. Why'd you pick it?
Yeah, well, this song holds quite an emotional... it's an emotional memory for me. Not necessarily a sad memory, but it takes me back to third form. So in third form, I lived in Belgium, I lived in Brussels, and every half term, my dad would drive over from Brussels, or he would come for a couple of days and see some friends, and then drive back with me. And the drive was about 5 hours long. And we had an iPod, right? So we didn't have a Spotify. We hadn't really got onto that trend yet by that point. So we played about 200 songs, and every time it'd be the same. It was like our road trip playlist.
Yeah.
And this was one of their songs. I think it's a great song. It also shows my love for country music. I do like a bit of country music. And as you say, two absolute legends, Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers.
Yeah. I did really like the song when I listened to it. I really think everyone listening at home will really enjoy it as well.
And the other thing, I'll just go that again. And I think the other thing about it is, as you'll hear, it's a duet between, you know, Kenny and Dolly.
Yeah.
And I think if I was on a desert island, I'd have enormous amounts of fun singing both parts in the high register and the low register.
You'd get perfect practice doing both.
I think you would.
you'd become a very good vocalist if you had this song in
your
hand. So I'll just ask very quickly, why did you live in Belgium? Were you born there, or did you move there for your parents' work?
It was my mum's work took us there. And honestly, one of the coolest experiences. I think it was quite difficult for me being an international student, having never spent like very much time at all away from my parents. You know, not even boarded, and weekly boarding's like a sort of halfway hut. And then with my parents, a 5-hour drive. Yeah, that was quite a difficult time, and that's only mainland Europe. So I've got the utmost respect for anyone and empathy whose parents are in Hong Kong, Bangkok, wherever, you know, far away. So yeah, it was a really cool experience. But at the same time, the reason that I love this song so much is that that was one of the songs playing on our playlist. So we'd be, you know, this was towards the end of it, and I knew when this song came on, we were getting close and we were in Belgium.
Yeah. That's really wonderful. That's really nice. So, we won't keep you guys waiting anymore. Here is Islands in the Stream by Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers. What a wonderful song. I really like that song. I'm not a big fan of country music myself, but I did really enjoy that.
Yeah.
What do you reckon, Alice? We give that a go as a duet sometime?
Do you know, I think it's a great idea, Freddie. I will 100% do that.
Surely there's an eve of speech day.
Oh, I think definitely.
Yeah, we can definitely set up a stage on speech day. Yeah.
You're going to hold us to this.
Get a little band behind us.
I hope you have a wonderful summer. And here's Freddie and Alice singing a song for some reason.
Butchering a song.
Yeah, that is definitely happening. We have that on record.
No. Okay, we're going to write that down on the whiteboard. It's happening.
Cut.
Uh-oh.
What do you reckon that goes on the whiteboard?
Yeah.
On Barney.
Barney the board.
Yes. So now, Alice, your last song.
Yeah.
Slight change at the end, but it's fine.
Yeah.
This is a song called Coke and Henny by Pink Sweat. So tell me about this song.
So this song is like... it's my go-to. If I have friends round or if I'm in the car, if I'm driving, I always put this song on. I don't know why. It's like a really chilled out. It's like my in-between of the Alice going crazy needing to get hyped listening to Pitbull and Alice like going on a dog walk trying to refresh myself.
Right.
So this is like the in-between stage where I'm like a pretty normal human being right now.
Yeah.
And I'm normally just chilling with my friends. And it's really reminds me of like this summer in particular. Like it used to be like my go-to. We'd all be going for, I don't know, having like a nice drink all together, like maybe outside in the summer. And I just have this on in the background. It was like my go-to, right, I'm hosting. What am I going to put on? And it was like, this is my first song I'd always choose. It really puts me at ease. So it's got some great memories attached to it.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I think you have the perfect spectrum of songs.
I promise you, I'm not crazy. Like,
yeah, you've hit the nail on the head with your music homework before coming on here. So I am very excited to hear this song. So this is Coke and Henny by Pink Sweat.
Coca-Cola in my Hennessy, California on a private beach, sun is shining, baby, glistening, yeah, you're all I see, sugar, sugar, come and get a taste, drink it up, don't let it go to waste, another round will help me to escape.
Oh, that is a good song. That is a really good song. I really like that. That is, again, going in one of my playlists. I'm very envious of your guys' music taste.
Your playlist is going to be huge by the end
of
the night.
Right.
I love it.
It's going to be very, very also, like, the contrast is going to be a bit...
Yeah.
Hard to get the mood right for that one.
Yeah, but it's good because now I have a playlist for the morning one I need to get hyped, the middle of the day, and the end of the day.
You just don't want having the morning one come on while you're, like, really sad.
Just before I'm about to go to sleep.
Yeah.
My next song can go in the evening one.
Right. Perfect. Yeah. So Alice, thank you so much for your songs. And thank you for doubling my playlist length. And now, Freddie, your last song. This is a song called Georgia on My Mind by Ray Charles. I have heard this song many times. I love this song. Tell me about this song.
Yeah. So the story behind this song for me is that I go busking as a way of making a bit of money. So I play the trumpet and I busk with the trumpet. And whenever I do it, I make sure that whatever my repertoire is, that's firstly in it, Georgia on My Mind, playing on the trumpet. But also it's like the fallback. If things aren't necessarily going so well or whatever in the set, I can play that song and you just see people's faces light up. I think it's a really warm, nice song.
Yeah.
And I think I actually was first introduced with the Oscar Peterson Trio version. So Oscar Peterson's a jazz legend in my eyes. And he does such a good version of it. But I have gone with the Ray Charles version. Not necessarily because it's my favourite song, but because of the way it makes me feel when I hear it. And I think it's beautiful.
That's wonderful. Yeah, I do really like this song. This song is very, like, almost heartwarming in the sense that it's like, it's a really beautiful song. That's the only way I can really put it. But that's really cool, actually. The head boy of Wellington College playing the trumpet on the London Underground.
That is, like, oh my God, can you tell me when you're going and I'll be like your fan on the side?
Well, I do it in Windsor. Yeah. So if you're ever in Windsor.
Oh my God.
We'll show up, we'll give you a little crowd.
Yeah. It's best around Christmas. Like, I put a little Christmas hat on, play Frosty the Snowman, and
right. Here, when you see her, like, a crazy, like, Lady Santa Claus running around and screaming, "This is my best friend."
Is that going to be you, Alex?
Me.
I can't wait.
You have a nice little festive theme, and then in Halloween, you'll do
it. Yeah, exactly. The Monster Munch. It's not the Monster Munch, it's the Monster Mash.
Oh, yeah.
We're very tired. We've been here for a while. So, this is Georgia On My Mind by Ray Charles. To you, I said, Georgia, oh Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song. That is a really, really beautiful song. I love that song so much. My dad, I actually used to play it for me a lot. I didn't recognize it by the name, but it's one of those songs that once you hear it, it kind of just rejigs your memory and you get a big wave of nostalgia. It's really great. So thank you guys so much for coming on. Thank you, Freddie and Alice. And before I ship you off to the safe hands of Harry, I just want to say thank you for your music as well, because your music was wonderful. And you've probably doubled all of my playlist lengths now. So thank you very much for that. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ralph. It's been great.
Thank you, guys.
First of all, Freddie, what luxury item would you want with you on your desert island and why?
Ooh, luxury item. I think I would take pair of football boots and a football. So I've never played football since year seven, so I haven't played at all at Wellington, and I thought this year would be the year I'm going to give football a go, because I respect my body parts too much to play rugby. I'm kidding, I love the sport. And I am now playing it by virtue of the fact I went to tryouts for football, but unfortunately they had restricted numbers, so I haven't made that. But I think, you know, if I go to football trials again in the future, hopefully I'll be able to control the ball, because as I tried to control the ball, it went further.
If you'll have time on a desert island to practice, you'll be
This is what I'm thinking.
Amazing.
Maybe I'll get a couple of keepy uppies going.
Yeah, there you go.
If it makes you feel any better, I missed football tryouts because I had COVID.
Oh no.
So yeah.
That's so
That was going to be my main sport term.
But
that's gutting, because at least I had a chance, but was just deemed way too bad. I don't know what's worse.
Yeah. So football boots and a football.
Yeah. Is that allowed, or are you just...
Yeah, no, no.
One football boot and a half a football.
Nothing's not allowed.
Okay.
So...
Love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank
Alice,
you, Regina.
What about you?
Gosh, it's a tough question. I'm kind of torn. I think... Well, so Freddie has slightly made me think my yoga mat. It got me thinking about exercise kind of stuff, but I love yoga. Like, all of my closest friends will tell you, I'm like, every morning I do yoga. I have to, or I can't get on with my day. So I think if I had a lot of time on my hands, I could probably just do a lot of yoga.
How does that work for you in house? So
I have a yoga mat that I just have, and luckily my room is reasonably big, but actually last year when it wasn't that big, I still did it. I wouldn't put my arms fully out, and I'd occasionally hit my wall, and like I had bruises on my elbows, but that's fine, you know. But yeah, so I do that like every morning, and so I think I would really, really struggle not doing that, so I'd probably have to bring that with me.
Good way to start the day.
Yeah
Part of your power hour.
Yeah, my power hour indeed.
What book would you guys want to take with you? Yeah, Alice, we start with you.
Yep. Okay, so I would say, if I'm going to kind of cheat the system a bit, and I'm going to take a series of books with me, but The Hunger Games. Firstly, because I think I actually read these for the first time in, oh my gosh, I think it was year four. Yeah, it was year four when I read these, and I was hooked. It's the first books, like, series that I remember being fully hooked on. And I have this distinct memory of, sorry, spoiler guys, if you haven't seen The Hunger Games, but when Prim dies in the last one, and my mum was reading it to me in, and we were on an airplane at the time, and she'd already read them, and my mum cries quite a lot when it comes to, she gets invested in characters, basically, and we're about two chapters away still from when it happens, and I had no idea what was about to happen, and my mum just sits there on the plane and starts hysterically crying, and everyone's turning around and looking at us and thinking, "Mom, what the hell are you doing? Like, what is going on? This is so embarrassing." So, and to this day, I find it hysterical looking back at, because I remember it so clearly. Just this, like, I was probably like 10 years old, feeling so unbelievably embarrassed. My mom was just crying. I was like, "Shall we? You don't want me to read?" And she was like, "I'm fine. I'm fine. It's okay." So, I think that would be probably up there, just because of the memories attached to it and how much I loved the books.
Yeah, memories always make for the best. Freddie, what book would you like to take with you?
I think I'd take The Catcher in the Rye. No, I haven't read The Catcher in the Rye, but I bought it a year ago with the intention to read it, but I've been given reading lists and like loads of stuff to read.
That.
So I'm desperate to read this, but every week, or every, I'm going to humble myself, I don't read a book a week, every 2, 3, whatever, 4 weeks, a new book gets put in front of me. Oh, you must read this. So this Catcher in the Rye, this poor copy, has been sitting on my shelf collecting dust. And I think if I've got all this time on a desert island, maybe this is the time that I can actually read it. Because I've heard such like good things. And I saw an English professor have that, like a poster of The Catcher in the Rye. And I thought, you know what? If an English professor's got that in the back of a team's cool, it's got to be pretty cool, because she was pretty artsy.
I mean, you will enjoy it. It is.
Have you read it?
Yeah, I have.
Awesome.
Freddie, you got to read it.
I've got to read it.
Hey, it is worth the read.
It is. Okay.
You'll get into it.
Worth taking it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not huge, so it's not taking up much space on my raft.
Yeah. So, convenient.
I'm thinking practically here.
Yeah, of course.
You're not going to sing. It's all good.
First choice island to be stranded on. Do you guys have any ideas?
Yes. I am Barbados straight away. Yeah. That's my family's happy place. It's, if I ever get married, I'm getting married there. I'm in love with that country.
Picturesque place.
Yeah.
Paradise.
To be stranded on. It's not really being stranded if you're...
It's not stranded. That is paradise. That is... I could live there forever and just be content.
Yeah. Yeah. Freddie?
I'm going to say Mauritius. Yeah. I had a great family holiday in fourth form there, and I loved the water sports, which I could try and do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe had I have thought about that in my luxury item, I might have taken like a surfboard.
That's such a shout.
But I'm going to make one out of a wood that I chopped down with the saw that I didn't take. Freddie, you weren't thinking about this. So yeah, Mauritius.
Did you ever try diving in Mauritius?
I did snorkeling. So I got... And a feel for the reefs.
It is. The water is beautiful.
It is.
Yeah. And a final meal before you guys are sent away. What would it be?
This is just so tough.
I'm gonna dive in with a tofu pad thai.
Woo!
Yeah.
Would not have expected that from anyone.
Yeah, that's, I know.
Explain the reasoning.
Well, I used to love pad thai chicken. And then I turned vegetarian and realized that tofu pad thai actually is pretty good.
So how long have you been vegetarian for?
Since March.
Gosh, impressive.
So the story behind that is that I watched a series of sort of anti-meat and anti-fish documentaries.
Yeah.
Sort of in the Easter holidays or something.
Yeah.
And at that point I went, you know what, I'll give this a go for a week. And the week turned into 2 weeks. And I actually really quite like it.
It's a lifestyle you can live by.
It is.
Yeah.
I've broken it once.
Oh, really?
I haven't admitted this to many people, but you're hearing this for the first time, people.
Gosh.
I broke it once in a pub in Scotland.
No way. Eating what?
This sounds awful. I had a steak.
Oh, and that's
and
okay.
The reason was...
I would break being vegetarian for a steak.
Was it worth it?
Well,
the question.
It was Britain's remotest pub.
Ooh.
To which they didn't have a vegetarian option. The vegetarian option was the salad that went with the steak that they served. Which was sort of like, okay. And I sort of went, you know, where's this meat come from? Because the reason it is, you know, is because I... quite into environment,
yeah.
So it's for sort of sustainability. And the guy pointed to a field about 30 yards away and went, it was in there. And I went, you know what?
That's all right.
That's sustainable.
Yeah,
I
that's good.
Kind of justify that.
Yeah.
It was so good.
If it helps you sleep at night, Freddie, you know, just yeah, say that.
Oh, how do you think you'd be able to survive being vegetarian on a desert island?
Ooh.
Surely that's a bit... No disrespect anyway, but that's going to be quite tough, isn't it?
So what I'd do is I'd find the nearest tofu tree.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Take a good harvest of that when it comes around.
Obviously. Yeah.
No, that's a good question. Maybe I'd have to break it. Now, because the reason isn't necessarily...
faith or belief.
Isn't faith, and it isn't necessarily
morality.
It's more
morality. The wider world.
Yeah, that makes it sound really pretentious. It's not. I kind of just did it for 2 weeks and then loved the veggie food. But... I think I'll try and find some fruits, berries, and
maybe I could
justify.
Yeah,
because I'd do it in a really sustainable way.
Of course,
Yash, the sustainability prefect, would approve.
And you listen really to this, Yash, really
I
would
be. I promise, I would be doing it in a sustainable way.
Alice, final meal.
Oh gosh, it's a tough one. Okay, I'm gonna have to go with my mum's famous pork with mushroom sauce. My mum's mushroom sauce, oh my god.
You know, it's if it's homemade,
it's
it has to
be mind blowing. It's like if I'm going back to school or if I'm ever in need of like a real comfort, I'm like, do you know what? I need the pork and mushroom sauce. It's just so good. So yeah, sorry to all the vegetarians and vegans out there. I do eat vegetarian and vegan meals the whole time as well.
I want to make the point, I'm not like a pretentious vegetarian. Oh my god, I hate the fact that everyone eats meat. I was listening to your pork story going, oh my god, it sounds
mouth drooling. But no, yeah, I kind of eat everything, but that would probably be my go-to.
Sounds good.
I'm getting hungry now.
But last words before you're sent away. Last words to the wider world before you're sent to solidarity for you.
Gosh.
Rest of your life.
I actually think I would just turn around and go, you've got this, and then just drop the mic and run away. That's like my go-to phrase.
That's something you'd see at end credits of a movie.
So dramatic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leave them confused.
Some sort of Spielberg or something. Yeah.
You've got this, guys.
And then just
you.
Run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one in particular.
Yeah. Mine, I think I'd go for something like, I'd probably say a song lyric.
Oh, I like it.
Now we're on.
But what song?
Oh,
which of your songs?
Or which
of them? Or would it be a wild card?
I think I might have to pull a little wild card here.
Ooh. Yeah.
Is that allowed?
Totally.
Okay, good, good. That was the chair. Let It Be.
Oh, I like it.
That is.
Oh, actually, do you know what? That sparked a Everything Happens for a Reason.
Oh, that's...
I love that.
So
that's nice.
When we're
that's...
on the raft about to go, everything happens... No, I think it goes, Let It Be.
Everything happens for a reason. Gosh, there you go, guys. There you go.
There you go.
And on that note, it's come to the final point of today's show. But before we send Freddie and Alice off to their islands, we want to say thank you both for joining us and... We wish you the best for your new college roles. We know how busy Wellington can be, but we know you'll do a great job of it.
Harry, thank you so much for having us. It's been such a treat.
It's been so fun.
What a way to spend your Friday evening.
Yeah, this has literally been the best end to my week.
Yeah, thank you.
Really enjoyable. All three of us can say that wholeheartedly. We've loved this. And that's it for the second episode of the Duke's Discs. We hope you enjoyed the show.